Hello, folks. This is Adam from Being a Biz Analyst, and we are back for another episode of The Retrospective, where we talk lessons learned, what happened last week, what did we like, what did we not like, and of course, what do we need to improve. So let's jump in. Hello, folks. So the first topic I want to talk about today is always be pursuing your potential. There we go, got it out. So I talk about this a lot because this is really at the core of our core values and our core mission, which is really around creating careers out of people's potential. So taking you from biz analyst potential to biz analyst career. But I don't think I can stress it enough, because I think a lot of people stop just before they actually reach their potential. So I see this a lot, even in myself, in terms of like, I'll go, trying to find a new position, let's say, like I'm working on right now. And then once I get that position, I get into it, and then I get all comfortable, and I'm not pushing anymore. I'm not trying to reach that potential anymore. I'm not trying to push. And I think that's really when potential needs to be explored the most, because that's when you're really going to find out what it takes to push and find that potential. Obviously, you're going to find that in moments of, you know, reaching those lowest lows as well. But if you push past the comfort, that's when you can do it and really explore it from a point of view of not, I need this to stay alive, like, you know, you need to find a job to stay alive type of thing, but from a point of view of, I want to be better, and I want to provide more value in the world. Hello, folks. So this is Adam again, and the next thing that we're going to talk about is raising expectations. So this is another topic that came up during our daily stand-ups in the last week. And the reason it came up was because I realized that I kept setting daily goals, or actually, I guess what you would call objectives. And it was great to set the objective, but I was really only setting one objective for the day that I was actually willing to commit to. And then if that didn't happen, then it sort of results in a complete failure for the whole day, because now I haven't actually accomplished anything towards my goal. So then what I decided was I needed to actually set multiple objectives for the day, starting out with two and then working up from there, because then if I fail on one, I've still accomplished one, and so now I've gotten like a 50% rather than a 0%. And so this is what I mean by raising expectations, is not raising them so they're outrageously ridiculous. You know, like, there's no point in having five objectives for a day of stuff that you have to get done if you're not going to be able to accomplish it. You know, like, that's just going to put you in a state of like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, and I'm going to just fail, you know, consciously rather than subconsciously. So you really do want to be careful that you don't set too high. So for sure, maybe starting out with one objective for the day is a good place to start. But what you want to do is really monitor that state of, am I getting too comfortable? Is that one objective too easy for me now to accomplish one objective? And am I allowing that to just sort of slide some days because it's so easy? And really recognize when you reach that point and say to yourself, okay, well, what if I put two? Is that going to push me to actually work harder? Or am I going to feel defeated even before I get started? If you're feeling defeated before you even get started, then maybe what you might want to do is just try and find more motivation to get that one done every day. If you're feeling like it's going to motivate you to have one more and push harder, not push harder in a sense of like actually hurting yourself physically, mentally, or intellectually, but push harder in the sense of like I'm willing to work a little bit harder to get one more done, then that's perfect. And that's the situation that I'm talking about. That's when you want to raise your expectations, and this then links back to pursuing your potential. So those first two can actually be found on either my personal YouTube channel, which is Adam Hessler, and or you can also find them on my IGTV channel, which is also has the handle Adam Hessler. So we also ran into an issue of doing all-nighters. So what do I mean by an all-nighter? I basically mean that you stay up working or doing whatever you're trying to do to push towards your goals by staying up all night and working on them all night, and then ultimately probably crashing and burning the next day. And the reason I wanted to touch on this is not because we should be punishing ourselves for going out and trying to be the best and really pushing hard. That I totally agree with. I think what happens though is we get into this state of, I want to push so hard that I'm willing to do whatever it takes, and even if that means hurting myself physically or emotionally or intellectually, that's when it becomes a problem. And I think that's the problem with all-nighters, is they really do hurt you in many different ways. So, you start to feel exhausted, and you're feeling exhausted even if you get a good night's sleep the next night, or you take a nap the next day. It's you feel that sense of exhaustion on your body for multiple days. And so the benefits that you may have gained from going all night are not really validated over the long term. And that's really what I wanted to get into, in just reminding you that there is a certain limit you need to have, and you need to cap yourself on that limit. So some people, when they get home after work, that's it. They shut off their, maybe their work phone, or they even shut off their phone entirely, and they say, well, I'm not even going to look at that until the next morning, because my family is a priority for me as well as work, and you sort of find that balance. And so that's really what it comes down to, is finding that balance and recognizing that even though it may seem in the short term that doing something like an all-nighter or, a binge of working really, really hard, like say all weekend, might seem really valid and beneficial in the short term, in the long term, it's not really doing much for you at all. And so just be really conscientious of that, and careful about how you use things like all-nighters and work binges. Because sometimes they are necessary to get stuff done, but be sure that you do balance that out if you have to do it, and only if you have to do it. With some relaxation, so that you do get that balance between the hardcore and the relaxation. Hi, and so the last topic we want to talk about today is making sure the MVP fills the need and is therefore providing real value. So I was watching this video from another business analyst named Angela Wick, who has what's called the BA Cube, which is a back office of videos that she's provided. Either you can either have a free subscription or a paid subscription and get full access to all the materials. And what she was talking about was that the MVP is actually meant to be a full slice through everything that it takes to create something that is not only working, but is truly fulfilling a need to the customer. So, in other words, there's no point in putting out a piece of software that sort of works on one feature, or maybe works completely on one feature, but it doesn't work on another feature, and maybe the feature's there, but it's not working yet. So the only reason that you might do that is just if you're trying to get feedback on a prototype. But if you're actually releasing something to the customer to start using, you want to make sure that it's fully functional and it actually fulfills the need. So there might be different layers to this cake, let's say. She was using a cake as an example, and you sort of slice through and slice out a piece of that cake. And so there might be the UX as one layer, the UI, the back end, the different databases, and other security features as all the different elements that you need to build for, let's say, one individual feature. And I got to thinking about this even just in what I'm trying to do with being a biz analyst, and how sometimes I want to just put something out there and try and test it out and see whether you guys like it or not, and not really taking it into consideration, you know, have I taken care of making sure each of those layers works properly and that the full MVP is actually meeting fulfilling a need completely. And so you want to be thinking about this in yourselves, in not only at work, but in your maybe your social lives or your commitments to groups or organizations, in that, you know, for sure you don't want to burden yourself with trying to do too much, but set out a goal or an objective to actually accomplish one thing completely, and then give that as a complete piece of value, rather than saying, oh, okay, well, I'll develop a database and then I'll give that. Because the problem with developing a database, for as just an example, and then trying to give that to somebody, is they're sort of like, what do I do with this? Like, there's no value to the person on the other end unless they maybe have knowledge on how to use a database. So it's just something that you want to be conscious about at all times. What does it mean to actually fulfill the need, and what are all the different parts that I'm going to have to set up to create the value to fulfill the need? In other words, what does the solution need to look like, and what are all the different parts of the solution to create the value for the stakeholder based on that very specific context? So those last two were from Being a Biz Analyst channels, so meaning YouTube channel Being a Biz Analyst, daily stand-ups, as well as you can also find them on IGTV under our account Being a Biz Analyst, all one word for the handle over there on Instagram. So, hi folks, well, that was another great episode from Being a Biz Analyst, and this was an episode of The Retrospective. And I hope you'll join us next time for our next episode of The Retrospective. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day. As always, keep pursuing your potential, biz analyst potential to biz analyst career. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.